This discussion is the second of a series of weekly radio presentations, in which throughout the summer I will talk over state problems with you. Some of you may wonder, with the governorship elections not until fall, why Orville Freeman is trying to get people to listen so early. It all starts with the kind of problems which we feel are issues in the governorship campaign. They're not simple problems, and there are no easy one-syllable answers for them. Yet unless the people here in Minnesota are made aware of some of the needed changes and proceed to do something about them, it will end in seriously affecting the livelihood of all of us and our families. That's the purpose of these radio programs. I want my campaign for governor to be more than a smile and a handshake. These programs are a sincere effort to discuss the real problems of our community and to suggest specific solutions. Last week, I noted certain danger signs in our state economy. That our average Minnesota family makes $500 less a year than the average family in the United States. That a Minnesotan is more likely to be unemployed than in the United States at large. My point is, we shouldn't be satisfied in Minnesota until we do at least as well as the rest of the nation. I've been presenting and speaking engagements throughout the state a concrete, specific 6-point program by which a state administration could help free enterprise increase our income and make us at least equal to the rest of the United States. One of the things this 6-point program to build Minnesota's future would do is provide a systematic evaluation of the immense opportunities which lie in the development and processing of our natural resources. This isn't being done today. Let me give you briefly some examples. Take iron ore. We're all aware that rich ore is being depleted and that some pilot plants have been set up to process the low-grade ore, taconite. That development of taconite and the mining jobs that go with it is dependent on research into methods by which low-grade ore can be concentrated. Experts tell us that industry is not able to carry the entire burden of research in this area and that present federal facilities are inadequate. If our state administration is to assure the long-term use of taconite, there must be vigorous research by the state itself and also through cooperation with the federal government. Then there's manganese. Steel can't be made without it. We have the best domestic deposits in the United States on our Cuyuna Range. Today, 90% of manganese is imported. For military security reasons, these domestic deposits are going to be developed. Will that development be in Minnesota, or will it be in other states? Montana? Arkansas? Part of the answer lies in research, finding a practical way to recover manganese from relatively low-grade deposits. Part of the answer is in properly presenting our case to the defense bodies interested in this vital strategic metal. Before either can happen, there must be an end to state inertia. In addition to basic research, the state should promote our own small local industry. Today we buy steel from Pittsburgh. If raw steel were produced in Minnesota, and experts say it is economical, it'd make steel cheaper here and provide a measurable stimulus to Minnesota industry. Why do we send 40% of our pulpwood outside the state to be processed? We grow flax. Why don't we also make some linen from it? We grow alfalfa. Why not a plant for chlorophyll? Here, in processing Minnesota's own raw materials in Minnesota, are the jobs for the 100,000 farm youth who left the farm in the last 10 years and the 100,000 more who will leave by 1960. One could go on with this list, and I only wish I could pay for enough radio time to do so. The point is, we do not process a large enough percentage of our raw materials from our own mines, forests, and farms, and we're all poor because of it. If you're interested in these problems, I'd welcome an opportunity to send you a booklet on my program to build Minnesota's future. Drop me a card, will you? Orville Freeman, Transportation Building, Minneapolis, Minnesota. I'll be with you again next week. For now, thank you for listening.